This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 14 American soldiers were killed last Wednesday when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed in northern Iraq. Among the fatalities was 21-year-old Jesse Pollard, an Army Ranger from Missouri. He was known for a smile that won the hearts of those who knew him. From member station KSMU, Missy Shelton reports.
The first day of school at Glendale High in Springfield, Missouri, looked and sounded like any other day. Dimly lit hallways packed with students, teachers monitoring the groups of chattering teens. What made this day different was that it started with news that a 2003 graduate had been killed in Iraq the day before. Most of the students weren't around when Jesse Pollard was a student here, but Tracy Bruton was. She was his art teacher for 3 years. She says he had a special place in her heart.
He really responded well to people who were genuine. Because he was genuine. He was who he was. He was just a lot of fun to be around.
Jesse Pollard was also adored by his family, and it's evident in the photographs that hang on the walls of Joby Gosley's home. Jesse Pollard was Gosley's oldest grandchild. In one of the photographs from a few years ago, he's reclining on the floor, decked out in a party hat, a huge smile on his face.
There's a good one. That says Jesse's raising Cain laying on my family room floor, smiling and enjoying being with the rest of his cousins.
Jesse Pollard had wanted to be a soldier for a long time, and after high school he joined the Army and volunteered for Ranger School. Physically, he was such a big guy that he served as a backup for the commanding officer of his platoon. He shipped out late last year and surprised his family just weeks ago when he came home for a short leave. Joby Gosley knew when his grandson visited, he'd want to kid around about his height.
I'm 6'4", and he was very tickled and rubbed it in to his granddad when he became taller than I. He had a lot of fun with that. Whenever he would come home, he'd kind of put his arm around my shoulder and say, "Hi, granddad," and kind of look down at me, you know, so I'd remember that he was now taller than me.
Jesse Pollard's high school art teacher, Tracy Bruton, remembers him as an endearing young man, trying to find his place in the world.
I think of that puppy, that big gangly puppy, whose feet are too big. And eventually, he grows into those feet.
Jesse Pollard had been expecting to transfer to Hawaii in October, and his family says he was thinking about becoming a career soldier. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.